This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Subhendu Adhikari has been elected the leader of the BJP legislature party in West Bengal today, paving the way for him to become the first BJP chief minister of the state. BJP sources said Adhikari's name was proposed at the legislature party meeting and formally announced by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in the presence of newly elected BJP MLAs and senior party leaders.
लगभग 8 प्रस्ताव और समर्थन प्राप्त हुए हैं और सभी प्रस्ताव और समर्थन एक ही नाम के मिले हैं। उसके बाद दूसरे नाम के लिए भी सबको समय दिया गया, पर्याप्त समय दिया गया, मगर कोई दूसरा नाम नहीं आया है। इसलिए केंद्रीय पर्यवेक्षक के रूप में मैं श्री शुभेंदु अधिकारी जी को पश्चिम बंगाल विधानमंडल दल के नेता के रूप में निर्वाचित घोषित करता हूँ।
The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata tomorrow. Government has a domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dry-out has been reported at any distributorship. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said that the government's efforts has been to ensure that domestic consumers do not face any shortage of gas and that prices remain stable amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Director of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Upesh Kumar Sharma, said that government continues to engage with every stakeholder to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations.
All Indian seafarers in the region are safe and there is no incident involving Indian flag vessel reported in the past 48 hours. The Ministry, through the Directorate General of Shipping, has facilitated the safe repatriation of more than 3,019 Indian seafarers so far, including 20 in the last 48 hours from various locations across the Gulf region. Port operations across India remain normal and no congestion has been reported.
Additional Secretary Gulf in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim R. Mahajan, said the ministry continues to closely monitor developments in the West Asia region with a focus on ensuring safety, security and welfare of the large Indian community there. He underlined that Indian Embassy in Tehran has facilitated the movement of 2,546 Indian nationals out of Iran through land border routes. The Maharashtra State Board of Secondary and Higher Secondary Education declared the secondary school certificate examination results for February-March 2026 today. According to official sources released by the board, out of the total of registered candidates, 16,164 students appeared for the examinations, while 14,52,246 students passed. The Class 10 examinations were conducted from February 20th to March 18th across Maharashtra. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Minority Affairs, Ram Singh, chaired a review meeting of the central government organizations under Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram to review implementation progress and strengthen non-ground delivery of projects. In a social media post, Ministry of Minority Affairs said that the review covered completing non-starter work, updating physical units, submitting utilization certificates and financial reconciliation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized on India's burgeoning role as a pillar of global economic stability and highlighted the nation's significant contribution to international prosperity. The minister made these remarks during an address to representatives from various sections of Surinamese society in Suriname. As part of our series People's Padma on Akashvani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Dr. Ramamurthy Sridhar, a pioneer in radio broadcasting in India. He will be honored with the prestigious Padma Shri. To listen to the conversation, tune into 100.1 Akashvani Gold after this bulletin. You can also listen to it on our News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. It will also be broadcast tomorrow morning at 9:10 a.m. India's Simranjeet Kaur advanced to the semi-finals of the women's recurve individual event at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. In her first time on a World Cup final stage, Simranjeet doubled Fong Yu Zhu's 10 count of 2 in the quarterfinal, dropping an impressive 27-28, 29-3 end score to sweep aside her Chinese Taipei counterpart 6-0. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.